teachers dream of getting kids excited about complicated, detailed curriculum. In other words, to achieve what the musical Hamilton has done for American history. The winner of 11 Tony Awards also wins praise for its smart, nuanced portrayal of a man better remembered for a complex economic system than for battlefield heroics. History is not the only subject that is getting the hip-hop treatment. Flocabulary offers teachers songs they can use to teach math, language arts, current events, or science.
Today we're going to talk about photosynthesis. You with me?
Photosynthesis is something like a miracle, converting light energy into energy that's chemical. The process in plants is part of the carbon cycle. The flow of carbon is the key to life. Yeah, it's vital.
That's my guest, Ike Ramos, rapping about the complex process of photosynthesis. A former teacher and principal, Ike is now a sales executive and content creator at Flocabulary, crafting rhymes to engage kids in the learning process. And Ike, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Oh, thank you for having me. Such a pleasure.
You were a teacher and a principal, I read, when you first started writing for Flocabulary. So you had to submit a demo to them? Sounds like a label.
Yes, ma'am, pretty much. They have a rigorous process, which I love and respect for their artists. And I think it's just, I was actually using hip-hop in my classroom. And then I also, as a principal, I taught an after-school rap class. So I was just in love with the idea of using hip-hop to engage students and to get them excited about content that maybe they weren't even excited about based on traditional methods of instruction. And so I sent in my demo once I found Flocabulary online, and the rest is history.
So you were already using music in the classroom even before discovering Flocabulary, which to me reminds me of, you know, what people may remember, Schoolhouse Rock. You know, a noun is a person, place, or thing. You sing these things, and they had cartoons. So it's not a new concept, but using hip-hop maybe. What is the advantage of hip-hop?
That's a good question. There's tons of research that demonstrates the efficacy of music on impact in teaching and learning, whether it's for general education students, English language learners, students with disabilities. There's a wealth of information and research supporting the use of music. We use hip-hop specifically for a few different reasons. First of all, hip-hop has become this global phenomenon. You can go to China and find kids breakdancing and DJing and rapping. You can go to the Philippines. You can go to Europe. And it's really become this culture that transcends race, age, class, all of these different barriers that sometimes can cause separation. And it's transcended all of these things and become almost pop culture now. Mm. So that's one of the reasons. It's essentially, you're probably going to be hard-pressed to find somebody who doesn't like at least one hip-hop song. Mm. So there's power in that. Second of all, there's actually an article that was released recently showing the word count that's between genres. And hip-hop actually was found to have, on average, 2.5 times as many words as the lyrics in other songs for other genres. So because hip-hop, by nature, tends to be a wordier genre of music, it allows us to fit more content into the songs that we create.
So what age level are you aiming at with these songs?
At Flocabulary, we provide content for K through 12. So all the way from 4 to 5 years old to 17, 18 years old.
And do the kids actually sing them? I mean, I'm trying to imagine a kid, middle school kid, shifting from Jay-Z to a civics lesson or something.
You know, what's so exciting is that we receive feedback all the time from teachers. And I actually just received some feedback from a teacher all the way in Oakland, California, saying, you know, the first time I played a Flocabulary video, my kids, they tried to resist. They tried to act like they weren't interested. And she goes, you know what? At lunch, I saw them walking in the hallway, or to lunch, I saw them walking in the hallway, singing the songs I had just played for them.
Wow.
She goes, so I know they're hooked. She goes, and now they ask for them every day. And so I think, you know, with the older kids, you tend to find, at least in the beginning, there might be some resistance to something new, and they want to see if there's really authenticity and credibility behind what we're creating. But once they put their guard down and actually listen to the songs, they'll find that they're of the same caliber of song that you'll hear on the radio.
Well, it must be a tough process, too. I mean, I'm listening to the photosynthesis song, some really detailed information in there, and we listened to several of them. they're good. And they've got, you know, the beats, I guess, all of the important elements that you're looking for. So what is that process for writing? I mean, how do you rhyme something with photosynthesis?
Right. Oh, yeah, it's definitely a rigorous process. So one thing I stress to teachers and principals, and myself just having been a teacher and a principal, is that every song starts with research. So it's from identifying key vocabulary terms to identifying the standards for each state that are asking students to master this material, to determining what grade level this song would be most appropriate for. All of this research goes into the song process, and that's the first step. After that, that research gets sent to the artist. So I'm also one of the content creators, and we have several artists on our roster that are professional rappers and have been doing music for a long time. So once we receive the document with the research, it's our job to put the content into a verse and then into the chorus. And then there's editing that goes on back and forth between curriculum specialists that are on our team who have been teachers before, who, you know, might even have their master's in curriculum and instruction. And through editing and revising, we come up with our final product. And once that song is created, then it goes to the video team. It's a pretty intense process just for one song. And we crank out about 3 to 4 new videos per week.
We're talking with Ike Ramos, former educator and musician and rapper who creates content for Flowcabulary. In addition to the cost, there's a lot of resistance to hip-hop among adults. You know, it has a reputation for being raunchy or using bad language. I mean, even the songs in Hamilton aren't always appropriate for little ears. But that edge is what makes it appealing to kids. So how do you walk that line between a little bit gritty and, you know, also teaching the content you want to teach?
Right. I think that the rigorous process that we have in place that I spoke to helps with that a lot. So the fact that we have authentic, you know, rappers or MCs that we can reach out to create songs, myself included, people who grew up on hip hop, who really have a love for the culture. These are the people who are writing the songs in collaboration with people who are really well-versed in education. So the final product has luckily been able to be this perfect combination of the authenticity that we want with the educational credibility that we want. But yeah, it's definitely a challenge, you know, and just as a former teacher and having been around several teachers, I know there's a lot of teachers out there that try to do this type of work independently, and it can be difficult to do it at the scale that Flowcabulary does it for those reasons. You know, it can be challenging to write a rhyme about photosynthesis. Hmm. But luckily, we've been able to find that nice balance and create a team of, you know, both professional educators and professional artists to where we get that nice balance that kids enjoy and respect. And one thing I do always stress to districts, to schools, whenever we meet is at Flowcabulary, everyone is not the most avid hip-hop listener. So it's not necessary. You don't have to be a fan of the music to recognize how powerful of a learning tool it is. And I think that's the key in terms of communicating that to educators, is that as a former teacher, if my students were into Frozen and Ella or whatever it is nowadays, then I would be silly to not capitalize on that as a teacher. And so it's the same thing with hip-hop. It doesn't have to be your cup of tea, but, you know, the research on the impact that music can have is there and prevalent. And, you know, it'd be silly to not take advantage of arguably the most dominant culture in the world. You know, maybe aside from world religions, nothing that, to my knowledge, has been able to penetrate so many different cultures and ages and ethnicities in the way that hip-hop has done. And I think that speaks to its power as a learning tool.
Ike, you mentioned that you used to teach hip-hop classes to kids. Does Flowcabulary encourage kids to try writing their own songs?
So absolutely. One thing that we're really, really excited about that will actually be debuting next week at a large technology conference for educators called ISTE in Denver, Colorado, is something called the Lyric Lab. So initially, our resources were geared towards engaging students and pushing them towards student mastery. What we started discussing was we don't want to stop right there. If this tool has proven to be so powerful, imagine how powerful it would be if kids created their own. And so we developed this Lyric Lab where students now will be able to come to our website. Teachers would be able to assign a unit, say we have a unit on federal versus state. So Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson, and the teacher could assign the keywords. The students will go to the website and see what the prompt is, what the teachers are asking them to write about. And then the students could use our lyric lab to create their own academic rhymes. And we've provided some resources to help students along the way as well. The vocabulary words get highlighted in the text whenever you use them, so you can keep track of the academic content that you're including in your rhyme. There's also, if you come across a word that's difficult to rhyme, or any word in general, we have an automatic rhyme generator to provide options for kids. And so we're excited about the possibilities, and they're really endless, because now, you know, there's a formula to what we do, and we shouldn't be the only ones that could do it.
Well, Ike, thank you very much for telling us about it.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure.
Ike Ramos puts his skills as a musician, rapper, DJ, and educator to work as a content creator and sales executive for Flowcabulary. That's a subscription service for use in classrooms. We did read about Ike originally in The Atlantic, so we'll put a link to that article at wordofmouthradio.org and leave you with Ike's song about rocks.
Oh, you like rocks like Dwayne Johnson?
Okay.
There's three different types. Let me show you each option. The first type is igneous.
Igneous.
They were first on the planet, and the newest rocks being created.